Yeah, we're going to make one change up front. Obviously, Parker Kelly's coming back, so he is a big part of our team, and I think he makes us better. So we'll certainly make that decision here of tomorrow's practice in terms of how we feel. We're not going to make any changes on the back end. And then in terms of goal, we got to see where Sogard's at. You know, he obviously came on the ice today, which is great news. But I need to know that he's 100% before we make the final call on the goalie position.
Is Kevin in the picture at all?
Yeah, absolutely. He's healthy and ready to go. So, we thought he might be able to back up on Saturday, but Petey felt and Belf that he could use the extra couple days. And then I was given the word last night that he's ready to go. So certainly that if Sogard, can't start or back up come Wednesday night, Mandel will be the backup.
Brandon is out of the WHL playoffs. Will there be a Ridley Greig sighting?
Yeah, Ridley Greig's coming in tonight, and he will make the trip. Unlikely to play Wednesday night. I think it's just too early. You know, no practice time. He's coming off a big, a big series, and just the way it's played out with the best of three. So we'll see where it goes. But we are going to be adding three kids this week. Ridley Greig being the most prominent one, and then obviously Boucher's home on a personal issue. So he'll be joining us midweek, and also Latimer, who was drafted last year and just was eliminated with Prince Albert, will be joining us here midweek as well.
Do you anticipate any of them actually playing, or just kind of soaking up the experience of the playoffs?
I think twofold. I think it's sucking up the experience of playoffs for the majority of these guys. The hope was to get Boucher in Saturday afternoon against Toronto, but unfortunately something came up in his family, and so that was a tough one because we were hoping to get a look at him Saturday afternoon to see where that might go as the playoffs continued. But I certainly think Ridley Greig, just with his experience last year in the American League and what he brings to the table, I think he certainly can help us. It's just a matter of when is the right moment to get him in the lineup. And also, to be fair to the roster, that's worked pretty hard to get us in the playoffs.
A lot of tight games against Rochester this year. When you look at it, how much do you impress upon your team that what happened before has no bearing now?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a clean slate. I'm sure they're talking about the same thing, right? I think our record was 5-3, but shootout win, overtime win, and it was very, very, I think except for maybe two games out of eight, I believe it was very, very close. So I think that both teams are extremely close in terms of talent and how we play. We certainly play a different style of game than Rochester. I think they're a great, great transition team, and they lived off the power play against us, and that'll certainly be a couple of keys going into Wednesday.
We've talked for months about you've been in kind of playoff mode. How much does that playoff mode compare to what you're about to embark on?
Yeah, when you play in playoffs where each game is so defined in terms of your season being on the line, it makes it a little bit more different, specifically when you start talking playoffs in February with so many games left. But I think our group did a great job down the stretch as you got into that 10-game mark. And, obviously we were going to need a real good final 10 games to get in, because even 500 probably doesn't get you in. So I thought the guys did a great job of just managing each individual game. And obviously we lost a couple games, but we did go on a nice little run there at the most important time of the year. So I think that bodes well going into Wednesday.